Handel's new opera, Amadigi de Gaulle, opening in London in 1715, news got out of a magical love story and breathtaking staging. It was to be one of the greatest opera nights that London had known for years, with crowds being turned away from a full King's Theatre. There was a little less room than normal for the audience, because normally the audience could sit on the side of the stage. But in this production, they were warned in advance that they'd not be able to do this. The stage scenery and machinery was so elaborate that stage engineers and plumbers needed constant access to the stage. At last, the stage scenery in a London production was on a par with that of the Continental Baroque theatres, with shutters, pulleys, lanterns and torches. The highlight was revealed as the curtain rose in Act Two, a fountain in the middle of the stage, spraying real water and bathed in coloured lights. Looking at his reflection in the water was the hero Amadigi, played by the castrato Niccolini. Niccolini had performed 4 years previously in Rinaldo, and the audience rejoiced that he was back from Italy to perform in London again. This was Handel's fifth Italian opera written for the London stage. Berni declared, "There was more invention, variety, and good composition than in any one of the musical dramas of Handel, which I have yet carefully and critically examined." The opera ran for 6 performances and was revived over the next 2 years. As Amadigi stares into that fountain, he sings a sensuous cavatina, invoking the god of love to comfort his tormented mind. This music features 2 recorders and has a lilting pastoral rhythm. Sussurrare, onde vezose, from Amadigi de Gaulle, is my favourite aria of the moment. It's sung here by Philippe Uroski with the Art of Circe Ensemble. Sua Susserare Onde Vesose from Amadigi de Gola, sung by Philippe Yuroski with the Arte Cerce Ensemble. FMR.